WJTL, Aaron Cole, Toby Mac, right on time. Good morning to you at 7:03.
I want to thank everyone who called in yesterday during our Winning Wednesday contest. Coming up just around the corner, our grand prize winner of a large Chick-fil-A nugget tray and 2 gallons of tea is going to be announced. So stay tuned right here, FM 90.3 WJTL.
Our very special guest in the studio today from Woodcrest Retreat, the executive director, Bill Cleese. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. So
it's
good to
always
be here.
Great to see you here.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to see your smiling face. So tell everybody about Woodcrest, where you're located, what you guys do.
Yeah, Woodcrest Retreat is a Christian youth center up in Ephrata. We've been there. This was our 65th summer.
Wow.
And so we are, we are excited. We had just coming off a great, amazing summer.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your summer. Yeah. What were some of the highlights for you?
Just an awesome summer staff. You know, just a great spirit of 70 high school, college kids that came out to sacrifice their summers for service to the Lord. Phenomenal. Over 2,000 kids. And some of the stories that are coming out are just phenomenal. Kids that are experiencing brokenness and just finding community and love in Christ and transformation. I love it.
That's amazing. So let's go back to the staff. 70 staff at a time when getting staff is difficult. That's pretty impressive.
God provides beyond. I mean, we had more than we needed, which just always tells me that we need more because something's going to happen, and it did.
Yeah.
But then there's people there. We have volunteers. It's a sign of God's providing for us beyond what we could ever ask or imagine.
What are some of the ways this past summer staff went above and beyond to meet the needs of some of the campers that you talked about?
Yeah. So some of my favorite stories, we hired 2 brand new staff. We called them camper engagement specialists. Seeing the number of campers that are coming with just anxiety, mental health issues and challenges, we hired 2 staff that were trained specifically to deal one-on-one with campers' issues. And just watching them just be attentive to the spirit and figure out what camper needs to come along, they need to go to, come alongside them, spend time in conversation, in prayer. It was just amazing watching these two. We had a guy and a girl just do amazing ministry this summer.
I love to hear that. Now, in addition to summer, what do you guys do throughout the year?
Well, today, this week is the Ephrata Street Fair, of course, and so we're excited to be able to sponsor the Kids Fair today. So we'll have all of our staff down on the streets of Ephrata. We'll have games, our dunk tank. I'll be on the dunk tank at 2 o'clock.
That's exciting.
That's big. Obviously, we're already starting to plan summer 2026.
Right.
But right around the corner is our Rhett Walker concert. We are excited to celebrate summer by inviting Rhett Walker and his band to be on tour do a night concert next Friday at Lancaster Evangelical Free Church in Lititz.
I definitely want to talk more about that. Are tickets available for
Tickets are available online at our website, also on rhettwalker.com. And then the day after that is our Fall Family Fun Fest. It's just a day to celebrate family fun, food, and community.
A lot of fun stuff coming up. We will talk about that. Woodcrestretreat.org is the website. Yeah. Where will you be today with the Ephrata Fair?
We're downtown. I think it's the Main Street and Church Street is the
Main
intersection.
And Church.
Where,
okay. Look for Woodcrest today as you go to the Ephrata Fair. Woodcrestretreat.org for more information on the upcoming events. We'll talk more with Bill on the way, so stick around. Joel Vaughn, Bodie, and more next.